praise the Lord. 401. Number 401.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
yourself, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hide this, Lord. Leave the shadow of your wings.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for praising us as a wonderful day. Oh, you draw us near to your heart. It's so pressing in your heart, near to your heart. Oh, that's so peaceful. That's so resting. Oh, we want to be with you always, all the time. In your eyes, in your heart, in your every step. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, we worship you with all our soul.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, we bow.
Save to the rock that is high. us rest. Give us peace. When there's turmoil all around, when things can upset us, when things can take the joy, Lord, help us to hide in you.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to come under the protection of our God. Help us, Lord, to run where you are and to hide with you. Lord, if someone this morning just needs to hide, God, won't you wrap your arms around them? God, speak peace this morning.
Yes, Lord.
God,
yes.
Give help
thank
this
you,
morning.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you are the rock of all ages.
Yes.
You're the cleft that we can hide in.
Jesus.
You're the rock that hides us and protects us. Lord Jesus, we pray this morning that you'll do something by the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
Let there be great peace where there's turmoil.
Jesus.
Give us great help. Lord, give us joy. God, we pray that you'll just hide us. Lord, give us great, great, great help today.
Yes, Lord.
In thy name, amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we come.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we come.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yesterday, today,
forever, Jesus is the same.
Is a lesson that we have to learn more, and we'll probably need to learn more all the time. That is to hide and to find that place of refuge and solace, quiet. Because I think we realize that nothing outside of Jesus is safe, and nothing outside of Jesus is rest. It's tumultuous, troubles. And Hebrews says that there'll come a time, maybe this is the time, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it seems to me, maybe you think different and I don't know, but it seems to me that we are living in a time when things are shaking.
Yes.
Everything is shaking. Things that I never thought would shake.
Yes.
Are shaking. We're not shaken. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are receiving. That kingdom's already received. We are already in that kingdom. We've been taken out of the one of darkness, and we've been brought into a new kingdom of his dear Son, a kingdom of light. And what a transformation the Lord has made. Thank God that he has. And so he puts us into a different place. And Psalm 91 talks about it. Some of you maybe can quote that psalm. We dwell in that secret place of the Most High. You then abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This morning at breakfast, I think it was this morning at breakfast, we were talking about different kinds of animals and how they fend off their predators and what they can do to escape. And I was questioning, because I don't know much about nature. I'm a city boy. I know about rats
mice and cockroaches and a few other things too. But we were mentioning, or I had mentioned then, how sheep, what do to defend themselves? And somebody said, well, I think goats, maybe they use their headbutt, and they use... Do sheep do that? I don't know. I don't know what sheep do. I said, I think they just go, bah. And it doesn't scare very many people away. They can't stink like a skunk. They don't have quills like a porcupine. They can't do anything, really. They just sit there and wait to get eaten. They don't run fast. They don't jump high. They don't do anything. They just... And yet in the Bible, Jesus compares us to sheep. I wonder why. Maybe part of the reason, there are a lot of reasons, sheep are also dumb. But there are other reasons. And one of them, I think, maybe, is that we don't have much defense either. When the lion comes our way and prowls, seeking whom he may devour, what chance do I have? Who can protect me? Where can I run for help and safety? Left to my own devices, I mean, I could bah, but that doesn't do much. I don't know how to get away sometimes. We don't know how to get away sometimes. But there's a place near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest. It's there in the hollow of his hand. We're engraved on the palms of his hand. And thank God there is such a place that you and I can go to. They're not really sheep, but the Bible, Solomon talks about the rock badger, the coney. That little animal, he says, the coneys are but a feeble folk. And these little deers, and they too, the birds of prey can come down and swoop one of them up. They don't even know where they're going, on vacation, somewhere far away, but they don't realize it's their end. The conies are but a feeble folk, and they need something to protect them. But it says, Solomon says, they make their home in the rocks. That's their defense. They don't have any of their own, but they make their homes in the rocks. So they get in those little nooks and crannies and those little crevices and openings, and they go down in there, and nothing can get them there, at least no animals that would like to get them. They find their safety as they make their home in those rocks. And I want to continually resort there. I want to keep going back there. Revelation says that we get planted and set in the temple of the living God and go no more out. That's what I'd like to be. I'd like to be set there in that secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't want to any more go out. I want to set there. I want him to set me in there. There is a place, the songwriter writes, praise God, I have found it. There is a place of quiet rest. And thank God that we can come into it. And every once in a while, maybe you find yourself on top of the rocks or outside of the covert of the wings of the bird. There, Jesus said to the nation of Israel, I would have gathered you. I would have protected you. I would have covered you with my feathers. It's not that I didn't want you to be safe. It's not that I didn't want to watch over you or help you through this barren wilderness land. I wanted to help you. But you remember those sad words. I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not. I wanted to hold and cover you. I wanted to protect and keep you, but you didn't want to. You wouldn't allow me to, and so they got into trouble. And so we get into trouble if we don't find that place and allow him to draw us, draw me nearer, hide me, Savior, till the storm of life is overpast. Oh, Lord, thank you for that place. And let him draw you, as Sister Min prayed. If you're out of that, if you got one foot out, get them both in. Lord, draw me nearer. Cover my defenseless head neath the shadow of your wings. And I'm thankful that he does that. He draws us. The psalmist or pray, draw us, draw me. Draw us and we will run after you. And you sense that. Maybe you do. You sense that in your soul. Jesus is drawing me. He wants me to come nearer, nearer. I was listening to our church service at home yesterday, last night. And it was my cousin's son that was leading the meeting. And he sang a song that his grandfather taught us. He said his grandpa used to sing the verses once in a while. He said, I never heard the verses sung enough times that they stuck or I remembered them. But I remember the chorus, and we've sung the chorus many times also. Nearer, my child, to me. Nearer, my child, to me. Come nearer. Come nearer. Nearer, my child, to me. It's so simple, and the congregation learned it like that because they're smart down there in Ozone Park. And I pray that that's my prayer, our prayer this morning. He calls us. He does call us. And his call is come nearer. Come nearer, my child. Until a Sister Robinson said, Lord, you're here, but where am I? Where did I go? Oh, so enveloped in the shadow of his wings, so in those arms of safety, protected and under his precious, precious blood. Where am I? Oh, you're in the covert of his wing. You're in that safe, secret place of the Most High. And Brother Hans Waldfogel used to say that we have a battle song. He kind of gave a battle song to the Ridgewood Fellowship many, many years ago. And it's a strange battle song. You would think a battle song should be something marching to victory or victory in Jesus or some other song. But he said, no, this is our battle song. The trumpets played it this morning, I think it was. I don't know if anybody remembers what it was that we played. You were probably trying to sleep through it or trying to drown it out by your pillow over your head. But it's number 334 in the hymnal. And maybe we could sing the battle song. It's a fight. It's a fight to get there and to stay there and to be hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand. But he brings us to that place, and let him do that this morning and cover you more perfectly. We could stand together as we sing 334. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth for child to me. Nearer, my child to me. Come nearer, come nearer, nearer, my child to me. Nearer, my child to me. Nearer, my child. Thank you, Lord. We come. We would, Lord, draw us. Hallelujah. 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 We come, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we would come. Lord, we would come. Dear Lord, at your bidding, at your invitation. Nearer, closer, hide us, oh dear Jesus, this morning. Every one of us, Lord, young or old, how we need to have a place, how we need to dwell in that place. Lord, we're but a feeble folk, but we make our home in the rocks. In Jesus, we thank you. And so draw us continually, Lord. Draw us nearer, draw us closer. Lord, let the things of earth become strangely dim in the light of the call of God to be hidden in the hollow of your blessed hand. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's sing that last verse. Every joy or trial.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Jesus, we come here, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we come. Hallelujah. Cottage and the village, the boys in that end, Lord, as they have their hike day today, we pray that you'll bless and be with them. We pray you'll continue your work throughout this day, drawing them nearer to yourself, showing them your glory. Lord, teaching them who you are. We pray that you'll speak to their hearts today, Lord, and continue. All that you've been doing, continue that work in them, Lord, this day. Dear Lord, bless them throughout this week, Lord, as by the end of the week, returning back home. We pray that this week, Lord, will be a week where they experience you in a marvelous way every single day.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for them. We ask you for them. And we thank you for what you've done and are doing and what you'll yet do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just to mention to those of you that are around here at camp, tonight is often usually a Monday night prayer meeting that we have, but we're not having a prayer meeting tonight. But we are having a meeting. 8:15, we'll have a regular evening worship service here in the lodge. And that's because the boys from Nonantum want to join with us. And in their scheduling and our scheduling, we got to try to make it work. And this would be the best night for them to join and come with us. And so we're going to switch around. And Monday night prayer meeting will be held tomorrow night. So Tuesday we'll have prayer meeting. Tonight we'll have a regular service. So just keep that all in mind. We will have other tournaments during this week, later on in the week. Some of you may not be here anymore, but Thursday we'll have ping pong and Friday we'll have shuffleboard. And so if you want to practice before that time, you get your skills honed and get ready to go down there Thursday morning and Friday morning and other things also. And I'll mention them as we go along. But we're thankful that the Lord has helped us, I trust.